The fallout in automobiles extends to Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Saab has filed for bankruptcy protection today in Sweden. It's also applied to cut itself loose from its owner, General Motors. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has the story.
GM threatened to dump its struggling subsidiary unless the Swedish government pumped in some cash, but the government said no way, it can't afford it. Sweden is battling against the steepest downturn in Western Europe. Journalist Harald Garter has spent the morning on Saab's main factory floor. He says many Swedes blame General Motors for the mess.
I think the general opinion is that General Motors has been a bad owner of Saab for many years. Not investing enough, but just letting it go down, you know.
Saab now wants to spin itself off from GM and find a buyer. Garter says in this climate, that's unlikely. He says if the company closes, 15,000 jobs would be lost and Sweden's industrial pride badly dented. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Bank of America CEO Kenneth Lewis has been issued a subpoena by the state of New York. Reports say New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating whether the bank misled investors about bonuses and losses at Merrill Lynch, which B of A acquired last year. Merrill Lynch executives received almost $4 billion in bonuses last December, right around the time the company reported a huge loss. World stocks are following Wall Street down the hole. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials busted their November lows, ending at 7,465. That's the lowest close in 6.5 years. Dow Components, Citigroup, and Bank of America each lost 14% and closed below $4 a share. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 25 points or 1.7%. Today, Japan and Hong Kong slid about 2%. Thailand is the latest Asian country to report plummeting exports. Europe is shuttering too, with major markets there down 2 to 3% at this hour. In Beijing today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to reassure Chinese investors that their treasury holdings are still a good bet. Homeless veterans are the subject of a meeting today at the Veterans Administration in Washington, D.C. The agency says one in every three men living on the street served in the U.S. military. The crumbling economy and the wave of returning vets could make that statistic even worse. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
After a tour in the Navy in the early 90s, Chris Bertrand returned home to Minnesota.
Yeah, it was like I had been gone only 4 years, but it felt like I had been gone 20.
Bertrand had trouble landing a job and ended up living on the street. 15 years ago, there weren't many programs for vets like her, but a social worker found one and got her in.
The program basically saved my life.
Today, Bertrand works in Veterans Affairs in Indiana. She says services for homeless vets are much better than they used to be. But recently, her office has seen an increase in calls for help.
Foreclosures, losing their homes, losing their apartments.
Vanessa Williamson at the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association says many coming back from combat have transition issues.
And then you combine that with the stagnating economy, the dramatic loss of jobs. I think you're going to see a real flood into the homeless programs.
Congress created 10,000 new housing vouchers for low-income vets last year. But officials at the VA say they may need more when the program is running at full speed. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And please join us this weekend as our personal finance show, Marketplace Money, presents Debt of Service, an hour of stories about money issues faced by members of the military, their families, and veterans.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
ABC has lowered the cost of a commercial during this Sunday's Academy Awards. Last year, a 30-second Oscar ad went for as much as $1.8 million. This year's spots are going for $1.4 to $1.7 million. Part of that is the recession, of course, but TV ratings for the Oscars have also been weak in recent years. Joining us is the executive editor of Variety, Mike Spire. Mike, there is another issue dogging the Oscars, which is that, once again, the Best Picture nominees are not the biggest box office hits.
Yeah, and the Oscars really took a beating for that when they had an opportunity to nominate The Dark Knight. A lot of people came out and said, what's going on? There's a real big disconnect between the Academy and what the public wants because the ratings have been really bad.
Well, that kind of sounds like integrity to me. We keep hearing that the ratings stink and they want the ratings to come back up, but, you know, they're not selling out. If they don't like the movie, they don't like the movie.
That's true. And there are some nominations that they got. Heath Ledger is probably the biggest shoe-in that we've seen in a while for supporting actor. So it's not that they're being forgotten, but at the same time, if the ratings are bad and you look back at the history and you see the Lord of the Rings and Titanic years when they both won Best Picture, the ratings were really, really good and no one's arguing those movies shouldn't have won. So there are room for the blockbusters if they want to nominate the blockbusters.
Part of the Oscars is all the lavish galas and private receptions, and I understand those have been cut back this year. Is the movie industry really broke or is that just PR?
It all depends on who you ask and the spin they put on it. Box office is better than ever. There's no argument there. But box office obviously has to do with the fact that these movie companies are part of conglomerates, and the conglomerates are not doing very well. So right away, that's kind of an easy discussion. The parties themselves, you know, a lot of people want to cut back because it just looks a little too ostentatious to celebrate so lavishly in these times. Could be spin, could be a decision that they finally have the right to cut back, so they're going to. But the point is that there are fewer parties, and the parties that there are, they're just cutting back on the little things, gift bags, invites, promos, things like that. So the parties are still there. The weekend's still huge. Everyone's coming into town. But you just don't hear – the mojo just isn't there like it has been in the past.
I've heard that I can't go to an Oscar party and get my skin exfoliated with diamond chips.
No, not this year. But yeah, we'll see about next year. I'll make some calls.
That hurts. Variety's Mike Spire. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Hope you have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.